The following program is brought to you by the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry, and I am Pastor Schulze. Please remember me in your prayers each week that I will have the anointing of the precious Holy Spirit. Without the anointing of the Holy Spirit working through me, your soul will not be nourished. Now let us pray. We pray, Father, God of heaven, creator of the universe, that you will now work through these lips of clay to quicken, to teach, to instruct, to lift, to clarify, to lead to holiness the hearts of thousands of souls throughout the world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text today is from the second chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and I'm going to cover the first 15 verses of that chapter of the Christmas story. However, since we have such a great time limitation, I shall not read this text to you, but simply allude to it. In this passage, we have wise men departing from the east, following a star that leads them westward towards Bethlehem, where these men then worship the Christ child. On the way to Bethlehem, they stop in Jerusalem, where King Herod inquired of them exactly where the child would be born. After this inquiry, he tells the wise men on their way home to return to his palace to tell him exactly where the child is to be found. Then after the wise men worship the Christ child, they are told in a dream by the Lord not to return to King Herod, but to go home some other way. Then, the night following, Joseph is told by an angel of the Lord to immediately pack up and take his family to the land of Egypt, for King Herod had intentions of destroying the Christ child. Now, that makes up the first 15 verses of Matthew 2. The message today is on the subject matter of revelations. In this passage, we have three clear-cut revelations. The first one is that God revealed to these wise men in the east, who some claim to have been astrologists, to follow a star that would lead them to the newborn king of the Jews. The second revelation is that the wise men were told in a dream not to return to King Herod, but to go home some other way. The third revelation is that God revealed to Joseph to take his family to Egypt. Christianity is a religion of revelations. But not only so is this true of Christianity, but it's also true of Judaism, which is a forerunner of Christianity. The first revelation ever in the history of Israel is a revelation of God that God gave to Abraham when he told him to leave his country and his kindred to go to a place that he would show them. So Judaism began with a revelation of God to Abraham, then after this revelation to this father of the Jews, the Jewish people received revelation after revelation after revelation. And just as Judaism began with a revelation, so did Christianity. You see, there are only two basic sources of knowledge. On the one hand, we have reason, which is knowledge by the senses. On the other hand, we have revelation, which comes from God bypassing the senses and bypassing reason. The first revelation of Christianity, perhaps, came to Simeon, who was told that he would not see death until he had seen the Christ child. The next revelation of Christianity, perhaps, came to Mary, that she was going to have a child conceived by the Holy Spirit, and the next one to Joseph, and then later on to the wise men that were in the east. The arm of revelation knows no borders. It can reach into any heart of any person, anywhere, at any time, on the face of the earth. You cannot live the Christian life without revelation. Oh yes, you can go to church without revelation. You can pray without revelation. You can tithe. You can do missions work without revelation. So you can worship without revelation, but you cannot walk with God without the revelations of God. You cannot know the depth of sin without revelation. And you cannot know the holiness of God without revelation. You cannot know the heart of God, the disappointment God has with the human race because of its sinfulness without revelation. You cannot really understand the scriptures without the revelation of God. I would never have gotten to the city of Kokomo, in which I am now pastoring, from which I am now speaking to you, had it not been that the Holy Spirit revealed to me 20 years ago to go to Kokomo, Indiana. I had my friends to get out a map to find that city in the state of Indiana where this work began with 6 adults and 2 children plus our family of 6. I would not have found my wife unless the Holy Spirit had revealed to me in the state of Colorado that one woman in a crowd of many at a Bible conference center was to be my spouse. I would not have known which house to buy from which I would minister had it not been but by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, you can get a wife without revelation. You can get a house without revelation. You can pick the church you go to worship in without the revelation of God. You can get a job without revelation. You can go on vacation without revelation. But it is much better to go by revelation, by the voice of God. Revelations save us a lot of troubles because revelations make no mistakes. If we go by reason, we tend to make mistakes because reason is limited to what we know, and we know very little of what there is to be known. But revelations come out of the infinite mind of God, who knoweth all things. So God makes no mistakes. The Apostle Paul had this burden that we would go by revelation, for he says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." To go by the Spirit of God is to go by revelation. Of course, this all may be new to you, and there was a time it was new to me until I met a preacher who was sharing some of the stories of his life. He said at one time he was with a farmer, and the farmer said, "I have trouble with my tractor. It will not run." And the Holy Spirit revealed to this man of God that the problem was in the transmission. Then he asked the farmer to get all the blueprints of this transmission so he could pray and find out which particular part of the transmission was defective. So the farmer brought out the blueprint folder, which was stapled together at one end, and the man of God went through page after page after page till he came to a certain page and he said, "The Lord tells me that your problem is on this page." And then he took his pen and he went from the left side slowly to the right side. When he came to a certain part on that blueprint, he said, "Jesus tells me right here, this is where your problem is at." Well, the farmer opened up the transmission case, got to that part, and lo and behold, that's where the problem was at. When I heard that story, I said, "Oh, Jesus, I didn't know you care so much for us. I didn't know you are so great. If you can do that for this man, can you do that for me?" And the Lord told me that he's willing to do it for anyone who's willing to pay the price. Praise the Lord, my friend. Yes. The same God who by revelation told the wise men out in the east to pack up their bags to follow the star. The same God who told us men of God where the problem was in a transmission is the same God who wants to lead you and me by revelation. Now then, all these wise men followed a star. They came to Jerusalem, and of course King Herod and all Jerusalem was disturbed about that. And then King Herod played the role of a sweet, devout man of God, and he said, "Go to Bethlehem and find exactly where the child is at. Come back so I can worship him also." But then, as I share with you in a dream, after the wise men had seen the Christ child, God revealed to them, this is a second revelation to the wise men, that they were not to return to King Herod. Now let me get into some reasons why some people don't receive revelations from God, why some people are not led by the Holy Spirit. One of them is right here. We will not receive the revelations of God if we prefer the honor of men over the honor of God. Have you ever been in a dilemma where you promised your brother or your sister to be the best man at a wedding? Have you ever promised to be at a birthday party or at a graduation of a relative, and then as you go along, just before the event is to occur, somehow God makes it known to you that He has other plans for you at that particular time. Yes, my friends, I've had those kinds of occasions, and when you are there, you're at the fork of a road. You either honor man or you honor God. You either disappoint your friends or your relatives, or you disappoint God. And right here is the cross, isn't it? Well, this is what happens to people who get God's revelations, and that's why they do get God's revelations. It is because they will always honor God over man. And if they made a promise and have to break it, they say, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have made the promise. So I made a mistake. God is calling me. God wants me to be at some other place. And I made a promise years ago prior to the promise I made to you to be at this wedding, to never disappoint my Lord and my God, but to always do the will of the Lord. Even if I should lose the favor with man, even if I should have to break a promise with man, I belong to God. I do what the wise men did. I say no to man to say yes to God." Of course, after a while, you wise up. You stop making promises, except conditional promises, telling people, "Well, I might be there as far as I know, but it could be that God will call me to do something else. So it's up to you if you want to take the risk of having me or not." So the wise men chose to honor God and to break their promise to King Herod. Such are the hearts of those of everyone who receive the revelations of God. Jesus is Lord in our lives, and it is never any other way. The second reason why some people do not receive the revelations of God is because they are not willing to forsake all. These wise men, when they saw the star that would take them to Jesus, forsook all to come to the Savior. And they, my friends, were the forerunners of what discipleship is all about. They were the forerunners in spirit of the 12 apostles that Jesus chose, for Jesus said, "Except you forsake all you have, you cannot be my disciples." The wise men forsook their businesses, their farms, they forsook their wives and their children for the time being, and they forsook their country to follow the star that would lead them to Jesus. Another reason why some people are not led by the Holy Spirit is because they do not hold on to faith with all their might. Faith and revelations go together. It is faith that holds on to the revelations. It is reason that abandons the revelations of God. The Greek word here for wise men is magos. It is a foreign word, and the primary meaning of it is oriental scientists. Scientists figure. But my friend, these scientists, they left their figuring. They jumped from figuring, from reasoning, from rationalizations, to faith in God to hold on to what God told them. We don't know, of course, how many wise men or scientists left the East. It could have been 10, it could have been 20, it could have been 50, we don't know. But I do know from past experience of over 30 years of pastoring, it is likely that many, many more than arrived in Bethlehem left the East to follow the star. Because you see, most people, when they get saved, when they start with church, they are not to be found in their churches just after a little while. Most of us will not hold on to the revelations of God. Well, dear ones, our time's running out. Remember this: Christianity is a religion of revelations. It started this way, it's been that way, and it will continue to be that way all the way to the end of time. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry, and goodbye now until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.